drop the ice in the Buffalo. Line up the mics and away we go. We got 99 minutes, now the rabbit hole.
Modeo?
Four, yes. $435 for a Lions game right now.
Oh, yeah?
That's it.
Did you get tickets?
No.
Is this
on
yet?
Yeah, it's on. Okay. It's on.
You got tag-alongs over there?
So you can do whatever.
I love tag-alongs, man.
I bought these from Dustin's stepdaughter, bundle of joy over line. I happened to look at the wrong time when I was compromised with alcohol. And I saw a post for like, hey, buy some Girl Scout cookies, and I was like, shit. So I bought them online. They literally just got delivered.
They just arrived.
So you guys can help eat them.
Hell yeah! Tagalongs are so good.
Hell yeah, tagalongs are the best.
I love them. They are the best.
What's your favorite one?
Tagalong.
You're sitting all, you're a mandolin.
I know, it's weird.
I know, you didn't get a chance to get set up, did you?
No, I don't know. What do I do?
You have to stand slightly, and it's on the right side, I think.
That's funny to watch.
There it is.
There you go.
Whoa. Holla, holla. I don't know what to do now. There it is.
Oh, look at that. You look so glorious.
I feel glorious.
Like that.
Drops of peanut butter heaven over here.
Oh, that's right. My favorite. Drop, but did you see the options this year? There's a new options.
More, yeah, what was it? I forget what it was.
There's some
new Girl Scout.
There's some crazy ass options. You should look them up on the interweb.
I will.
One, we will tell.
Slightly cold too.
Good.
Ooh, are you? Did you get multiple? Good job. I like them.
What are you about to say?
That's what. That's melty.
Yeah. Even the best. This is one of those episodes that'll piss. See, I bought these from Dustin's stepdaughter, so he gets to listen to us while he's editing.
Chomp
on these and eat them.
Yeah. So the caramel chocolate chip. Yeah. Oh, I like Samoas. Adventurefuls are new. Yes. The thing is that every year they have two bakers that make them, but the bakers that make them traditionally, the Do-Si-Dos. And the Samoas, those names are all trademarked. See how they got the trademark sound after that, or the letter. And so, one year they bid too high and said it was too much.
Oh, yeah?
And so they switched to another baker, and now they play them off each other. Who's going to give the best deal?
Have they always had s'mores?
I don't s'mores
remember
that. S'mores is only the last, like, 15 years.
Oh.
Yeah. And trefoils, or trefles, I don't know how you say it.
Truffles, I believe.
Okay, Toast Yay is new this year, and then I saw
an awful lot about Girl Scout cookies.
Well, my niece was selling them, and we went through the whole thing.
Was your daughter in the Girl Scouts?
Uh-huh, both of them were, yeah.
Both of them were?
How about your daughters, Timmy?
No.
No Girl Scouts.
No. Nope.
He doesn't.
Too many pedophiles buying cookies.
My oldest is in the color guard right now, and that's already kind of a pain in the ass. I get random text messages from people I don't fucking know. Would you be willing to volunteer to work the fucking... I just fucking ignore it.
They obviously don't know.
Like, no, I'm not going to fucking do that.
Absolutely not.
Her mother wanted her to do this shit, so she can donate her fucking time.
Fuck that. Yeah.
All right. Put it on read. So they know you read it.
Deliberately.
That is a deliberate asshole move that I love.
See, I always remember the Samoas, the Tagalongs, the Thin Mints. And what was the fourth one? That it was like there were only four options.
Trefoils.
Like
Trefoils were the one that was always.
Those were the other ones?
Shortbread.
What color is that box? Blue?
It was blue, yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yep, it's that
I
color behind
background
it.
The background is the color of the box,
yep.
I think.
Talk
peanut butter fantastic. Patties, tagalongs are great. But Samoas, if you take a Samoa and you dip it in some milk.
Ooh.
And let it sit for a minute. You let it sit for a minute is great.
What are the trefoils like? Just shortbread.
Just shortbread. Yep. Which is also good dipped in milk. But then when you realize there's little girls' faces on it, you don't.
It does have to be relatively.
Toffee-tastic, yeah, that's. I don't know any story about that one.
Free, yep. Yeah.
I don't know anything.
He's going for the thing.
But did you read the Toast Yay? Toast Yay. Toast-shaped cookies full of French toast flavor and dipped in delicious icing.
I feel like
a tan.
Just kidding. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like we should get all of these.
Yeah, I think
and
should.
Eat them for an episode, and then determine which one is the best Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah,
yeah.
And munch.
I agree.
I haven't had a Thin Mint in a couple years. I'm gonna try one.
Love that.
I know. We're just eating the whole time, just shoving these in our.
Hey, Timmy.
The microphone. Don't
Timmy,
hide it.
This helps.
You did not.
I actually just had somebody complain. Remember when you had the chips on that one episode?
Uh-huh.
That's yeah. Complaining yeah. About that.
We're, yeah, I was eating chips.
Whatever. Dustin loved that.
Yeah, fucking Joel chewing.
That's glorious.
Fucking joy.
Sorry, what were
you saying, Mitch? Oh, I don't know. It was probably not important.
It was not that.
What'd you think of the twins idea?
No, I hate that idea. If I'm completely honest,
you can tell.
I think you like Popes better.
Uh-huh.
You can tell Timmy's opinion by how he reacts to other people's comments when they're attacking.
Yes.
So, like, by laughing?
Yeah.
When he makes fun of you?
Yeah. When he clicks that, I'm like, yeah. Oh, you were being serious? And he's just like, ha ha ha. Like, yeah,
I almost wrote back, fuck you, Timmy. When's the last time you came up with an idea?
Yeah.
But I didn't. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. That's what happens. You get made fun of, and then you.
A lot of duplicates.
Yeah.
He has a whole list.
When are we going to duplicate an episode by accident? I feel like there's going
to
be a
topic. Let's just do it on purpose and get it over with.
Timmy, there's an idea of
doing like best
30 years ago this year albums, because they're outstanding albums in 1994.
The Veruca Salt's
94,
album.
94, yeah.
94 had Green Day Dookie, album? Beck, Mellow Gold, the 16 Stone from Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of good ones.
Soundgarden.
Alice in Chains.
I'm sure one of those had to have been
like
in there.
Maybe Dirt was 94. I don't know.
Well, there was a lot of stud music
maybe we
there.
Save it for that episode.
Yeah, I know.
Yay!
Dirt in the
How about that? That was a listener suggestion.
No, been missed by one.
My boy Chris Snyder suggested that one.
Oh, Old Snide.
Yeah, he said he's getting ready to
Old Snide
be my first. Snyder's going to be he claims his New Year resolution was in January, sign up for Patreon. So we'll see if it happens or not.
We're still anxiously waiting.
Any relation to the pretzels?
No. Company? Nope.
That's a shame.
Of Hanover? Nope.
That's a shame.
No relation.
I like when Joel used to say, cheaper than, you know, buying a fucking value meal at McDonald's.
That's right. That's right. It was cheaper. It was cheaper than buying lunch one day a month. Yeah, for landing your Patreon.
One day a month.
Yeah.
I know. Just don't eat lunch. We'll help you out.
Yeah, lose some weight.
That's right.
Why don't you look at the scale?
You look like Jessica Simpson.
Whatever the weight is, weigh 15 pounds less than that.
Gain comedic genius.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's giving us credit there.
I love Jessica.
Last night,
genius.
Last night, I go to this viewing for my buddy's grandma.
Wah, wah.
And my mom says to my buddy. My mom says to the buddy, because my mom has no filter anymore. She just goes,
Bazooka?
Yeah, Bazooka just immediately says, Nick, you used to really piss me off when you used to ride over before school and just park your bike in my yard just haphazardly. And just, yeah, I think you did that ghost ride thing where you just let it go anywhere. And she just starts ripping
the whip. Why do parents have, like, what's the big deal?
I know. Like, it's so weird. She just went off on him, but she's like, And Nick goes, I know, Miss Heaton.
Just secretly didn't like him.
Well, she goes, what his response was. I know you didn't like me till like middle school or high school. And she goes, I don't know, it's probably around there. Yeah. Because I've known it since we were five.
I still don't like it.
And she just, but.
I still don't.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. It wasn't you. It was you. It was you, actually. Yeah. You suck. Yeah. Mostly your actions, your way of speech, everything you did wrong. Can I have my koozie over there? I'm sorry. I got.
Do you think
throw it away to me. Oh.
Fuck you, OKC.
Right over my shoulder.
Never break up.
Do you think your mom has ever thought about which one of your friends is the hottest?
Oh, wow.
Secretly deep in her bazooka brain.
Yeah.
And who do you think it was?
Yeah. Do you agree?
I don't know, man. I don't think, since my mom apparently she dated some famous people or like local famous.
Local famous.
Pre-dad,
Jim
like
Hartsock?
18, 19 years old. Jim Hartsock. Where's Mike Hartsock's dad?
Jim's older brother. That's how famous he was.
Oh, man. What was that guy's thing?
Adjacent.
There was one dude that...
Steve Van Gorder.
You guys remember that song? And this was bigger. This was bigger than local famous, but it was like... Cherish is the word I use to describe... singing? I don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you.
The song Cherish?
Yeah, Cherish, but I don't remember who it was, whoever it is.
Google. I don't know what song he's singing.
Yeah, I don't either. It's really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, because my mom, the Association, my mom dated the lead singer of the Association.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
I wasn't local famous. This was me. I hope the. Or look at Dahmer to the left of the guy.
Yeah, which one looks like Mitch?
I don't. No, this was 1966.
They did that song Wendy also.
Puffercorn?
Wendy Puffercorn. There it is. Wendy. Yeah,
they
so
had like, they had like two popular songs.
Yeah, so this came out in 66, and my mom, when they were out on tour, my mom ended up hanging out with the guy for a couple weeks.
Wendy, Jesus, Timmy.
I'm good,
man. Yeah. Wow. That's Wendy's a good song.
Impressed. You know why I remember that? That's the first like little lick.
I lost my virginity to that song.
It's the first like little lick that my dad taught me on the guitar.
She was an older woman.
Loves
solid tits.
Mom
like,
went out
built like a well digger.
Mom went out with two a couple dates, several dates with one of the guys, those lead singer guys, and then there was another band I can't remember.
Is it Jim Yeaster?
I don't know if
it's
it who
past
it was
members.
Yeaster, I barely know.
Is that,
he's from
Birmingham.
Not really sure. Yeah.
What's
so
dated. Whoa.
Whoa.
Bazooka.
Bazooka.
It just says bazooka on there.
Look at all those past
members. Del Ramos.
Yeah. Yeah. So mom had that, but so I don't. Other than her talking about early on, like who she dated before dad and then dad, like early on. I haven't heard my mom say anything about anybody being sexy or hot or like, ooh, look at that
only
guy.
Eyes for your dad.
Well, no, I don't even know that. I just don't
kept
know if
it
she.
All inside.
Yeah.
Burning loins.
It's burning loins. It's just.
Bazooka's burning loins.
Yeah. And they sang Along Came Mary, too. Along Comes Mary.
Mm-hmm. Of course they did.
There were four. Those were their four big songs. Yep.
Wow.
They were the leadoff band in Monterey Pop Festival, and mom dated him in 66.
How did she, like.
Yeah.
He came through. There used to be a they stopped. I guess they had like a residency at the place called that's like right by Milano's, the downtown Milano's. It's called the Timeout or the Overtime or like TO, something like that. It was a famous, I don't want to say famous, but it was a big place in the 60s.
On Brown Street?
Yeah, around that time frame, there was
people had residencies in
Dayton? Yeah, they would hang out. I mean, they'd.
More like prisons.
If the women were hot enough, they stayed around.
Yeah, and my mom was, you know, 19 or 18, 19, and hung out with the dude, and they hit it off.
Sit down, Mohit. I got to tell you about.
Hey, I want you to understand a little bit about your background.
I'm going to put a song on, and then I'm going to give you some context.
This one's called Never My Love. And it's I Never Loved You.
Deep inside.
Well, almost never.
Almost never. I loved your mom. Mm.
I wrote this song about your mom.
Her Bazooka's middle name is Mary, by the way. So Along Comes Mary.
Oh, it's called a hot stretch.
Mm. Yep.
Hot.
Yep. Yep. Bazooka had a rough childhood, man. She was at the nuns at her elementary school. One of them would throw the chalkboard erasers at the people, like the kids in the class, because they could get away with anything.
Those are very lightweight, though.
No, not back in the day, in the 50s, and they threw it.
They were made of slate back then.
Broke my mom's nose.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Broke my mom's nose.
Was she
I don't know. She's probably talking, but we all did. The entire Mohit family talks.
You guys are talkers?
Yeah.
No.
I was a class clown in high school, voted for the reason of talking.
They still gave it to you after
time.
That whipped cream?
Yeah.
Trick?
Uh-huh.
Good God.
It had already been voted on at that point, I think. Okay. Yeah. The whipped cream was hilarious.
I bet it was like a 50-50 split on your teachers that liked you and ones that wanted to like drown you in the pool.
The thing though, man, is even when they were frustrated with me, they knew that I still was a decent person. Yeah. So,
were you a good student?
3-2 maybe.
No.
Not that good.
So no.
No, I mean a little Mike's bit like, better than B average.
Charted.
I didn't know they went that low.
No better than a little bit better than a B average. I wasn't that great at anything.
Good, yeah.
Wow. Not that great at anything.
What was your career batting average? You sure had that GPA, right?
Yeah.
320. Career batting average through college was 320. I always batted 320. Everything I did, 320. 320. 320.
How much I weigh now? 320.
320. That's it. What else could I possibly have go for me that's 320?
Did you ever get a B your entire life, Mike?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
Like
sex ed?
In a quarter, like your overall grade for the quarter, not like on one fucking homework assignment.
You weren't valedictorian?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't valedictorian.
Ooh.
Politics were involved.
UD's up big.
Who was the valedictorian? Do you remember their name?
There were two girls that were valedictorian. And
do you know what they're doing now?
Anal.
One is
anal
like
on camera.
Two girls, one degree.
One is I think one is like a physical therapist and one is a nurse, like an RN.
Oh, really? Yeah. We had like seven fucking,
Your school wasn't that big. Well, I guess if everyone was tied or something.
I guess they were all tied. I don't know how that worked, but there were like seven speeches at our fucking graduation. I was just sitting there going like, ugh,
boring.
God.
Boring.
Yeah. I literally snuck a Discman in.
Discman.
Yeah, it was a fucking Discman.
P.O.D.
When I graduated and listened to Incubus's Morning View album in my ear during my fucking graduation when it was on there. Yeah,
I didn't walk for college.
Oh, yeah?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I regret I did not have a college graduation party, and everybody kept saying, why didn't you have one? I would have gotten you a gift. I was like, just give me a gift.
Never
now.
Well,
yeah.
You're still graduated, right?
Yeah, I'm still graduated. Yeah, I should have one now. That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
You should have one. That would be funny.
It's only 20 years later. When was it? 2003. So it was, it's 21 well, years later.
Your health okay?
Yeah. Maybe I should do. Timmy, when's your 25th? You didn't go to college, right? Sorry. That wasn't a dig. Never, fuck you, Joel. I wasn't digging.
I started it, and then I joined the military.
Oh, got it. Okay. When did you get out of the military?
2007.
So in 2032, we'll do a 25-year celebration of you out of the military.
Yeah. Then we can delete it.
Then we can delete it.
Wipe it all.
I love that we found that paper in the trash.
No, that was good.
That was perfect.
Debating time.
I wonder if we would have come up with the same list.
It would have been interesting.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I almost said like, hey, put that away and let's debate the top five.
Yeah.
We need to get going. There's football at 4:30.
I got to get home and have. Oh, there is football. That's right. 4:30 today.
No, there's football today. No, football.
Here's another under
the
fact here.
Game is tomorrow.
My kid's middle name. Look at the lead singer member first guy's name.
The lead singer member.
Yeah, the first Jules. One, Jules. That's her middle name.
Hmm. Huh.
After it's all Jules coming back to the association, man. It's all coming back to the association.
Mm-hmm. Yep, one of those guys has been inside your mom.
Which one do you want it to be?
Yeah.
The Asian.
Yeah, does really... he want to do much damage?
No. Man. It was a 13-piece folk rock band.
I'm about to show you a bazooka.
And they were the house band at the Troubadour.
Look at the chops on this one.
Yeah. That looks like Paul Simon, younger.
I like that the genre is sunshine pop.
Yeah. Is that what it says? Sunshine pop. I didn't know that was a thing.
California, man.
Yeah.
And I also like that it says years active, 65 to 78, and then 79 to present. Like they couldn't have just done.
continued on. 3 months off.
Yeah. These guys are dead. Oh, they're back. They're good. We're good. Everybody's good.
That's funny.
We were just kidding.
We're back. Yeah. We were just kidding. Yeah. Click on Jim Yester if you don't mind. I want to see what he. Who's Siri?
Uh-oh. That was me. Sorry.
Fuck.
Hit a button.
That guy looks like me a little bit. Not at all. He's folk rock and sunshine pop. Yeah. He's
still alive.
Yeah.
Let's call him.
He's in the Lovin' Spoonful. He's in the Lovin' Spoonful.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a good band.
Yeah, it is.
And his brother, Jerry.
Jerry
Sandusky.
Did he leave? Did he leave to join them?
I don't know.
When they reformed.
I don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you.
Yeah, lots of them. Yeah.
There's 13 members of the band. There, look at that little Asian
vocal group Hall of Fame.
There it is.
Oh wow!
Do you think that
along comes Mary?
That's did good. You expect that your mom would be into band dudes, guys that were musicians? No? Does she strike like that kind of person now?
I don't know, man. No, my dad, I don't think my dad's seen an instrument. I don't know. My dad is really big into Motown. He grew up in Springfield with multiple races, right? Uh-huh. And so
integrated area.
Integrated area at the time still remains that. And my dad loves Motown. And that's why I believe that I like music of all genres except country.
Yeah.
If you were to pick a current musical act to date your mother.
Date my mother. Oh, wow. That's a good one. Ed Sheeran. I'm just kidding. I don't know about that one.
You could do worse.
Yeah, I think he seems not like Machine Gun Kelly, you know. So does it, how current are we talking?
I bet Machine Gun Kelly's a much better fuck than Ed Sheeran is, though.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Mean, just looking out for bazookas.
Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken.
Definitely crazy.
I don't think Clay Aiken.
Ruben Studdard.
I don't think Clay Aiken would be.
Scarface from Get 'Em Better Boys.
Is Ruben Studdard dead?
Pretty sure he is.
Really? Oh, man.
I didn't remember that. For some reason, I think I remember
is
hearing that.
Is it spelled
that.
Like the
same? R-U-B-E-N. Yeah.
R-U-B-B-N?
B-E-N.
Just one B.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still with us.
Yeah, he's still alive.
He was born in Germany.
Did someone pass away?
What an idiot.
Wow.
What kind of person is born overseas?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Wild. I bet his NFL team hasn't won a playoff game.
Since he's been back.
Oh, man. He sang for the first time at Rising Star Baptist Church. That's a big deal.
Boy, he's a big fella.
See, that's a guy, no matter when he, like, that is a guy that is supposed to be fat, okay?
Yeah, if he was born fat.
Did you see him when he lost that weight and his head was all big?
Eight studio albums.
Oprah was a fox. He's like, he lost all that weight, his head got all big. On the clumps. Shit, it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, man, I was you doing that voice. I was thinking about the 30 Rocks. I got to find it, but I'm going to play it on the thing when Alec Baldwin is in a therapy session with Tracy Morgan, and he acts like Tracy Morgan's dad. I'm going to come back to this and play it because it's ridiculously funny.
Is it like more than 20 seconds long?
It's like 30.
Clay Aiken has a son?
Yeah.
He does? Clay Aiken's got a son. Wow.
The birth of his son.
Really?
Oh,
that had to have been like a surrogate. He's gay.
I thought so, too. That's why I said I don't think he'd be.
Gay Aiken.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be in it.
This stuff just writes itself.
It writes itself.
He did go to some anti-gay bowling thing.
Well, he could be an ally.
Anti-gay bowling?
Here you go.
We don't like gays bowling.
Bowling.
Talk at earlier, and if you don't mind, I'd like to hop right in and start with some role play.
Like my wife and I do? Cool. You be the maid. I want you to scream. Gotta hate. You play the matador.
No, Tracy. What I want you to do is talk to that empty chair as if your father were sitting there. Okay?
Tracy Morgan's dad.
This is stupid. Come on, Tracy, we're here to help you.
Tracy, maybe it will help if Jack sits in the chair and pretends to be
this is the best part. This is the best part. Listen. Listen to Alec Baldwin do his dad.
I want to talk to you, son. You sound nothing like my dad. Well, where's he from? All I know is he's from funky North Philly. He worked in a Campbell soup factory, and he had a droopy lip due to an unattended root canal. I think I can do this.
This is perfect.
Okay. I'm mad at you, Dad.
Hey, dummy. I'm mad at you, too. Why you gotta act out that way?
That's not exactly what I have.
Because you left me, Dad. I was young and confused, and your moms didn't want me around no more. Now pass me them damn collard greens. It's just...
Jesus Christ.
It gets better, but it's offensive, but it's also like Tracy Morgan wrote it, and he's like, I want you to do this scene with me. Yeah. And Alec Baldwin... Come on, I left because your moms didn't want me around. I love that so much. It's so good.
Yeah, that I've always hated that show from the second it came out.
You didn't say that downstairs Rock. When I brought it up.
30 Rock?
He was taking his. He was taking
oh,
his
you were.
Piss.
You were.
I hate that show. I hate Tina Fey.
Oh, wow.
I like Alec Baldwin. You like, I think Tina he's hilarious.
That's
I hate
aggressive.
Him. I don't think she's ever done anything funny.
Old Shooter Baldwin.
Yeah, Shooter like, Baldwin.
Yeah, that I've tried watching it, and it's like bad improv.
Ooh.
Is when
it's
I
like
watch it.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Mikey. You've never been.
I'd rather watch
you've never
Mitch.
Been.
Wow. Yeah.
Timmy, February 4th, my brother's going to be on stage doing short form
He'll
improv.
He'll be watching the Pro Bowl.
I'm confident that's not happening.
What would have been funnier is like, absolutely, I can't come to your brother's improv because I'll be watching the Pro Bowl.
Oh, you guys are going to enjoy it, man. Year. Make sure you go. Pricks.
Is it at
Wiley's? They will be at Wiley's. It's a accepted mainstream comedy club.
Is that the one with the green?
No, that's the bone.
Wiley's is downtown the Oregon.
Yeah, Ruben Studdard will be at the Funny Bone
Remember
that night.
Jokers?
Yeah, I do. Jokers? Yeah, Jason worked there.
Yeah, it was right there on what?
They invented Kings the two Ridge. Drink minimums
over there by the bowling alley.
They didn't invent that. Chili now it's a Skyline Chili.
Remember the radio? Can you remember the radio ad?
No.
That I don't remember. My parents went to Joker's all the time. I remember that.
I saw.
Joker's doing it right. Yeah. Joker's.
Who's the.
Open tonight. Come on in for a laugh and a bite. Make it a Joker's not tonight.
Nice.
I remember them always going to Haywood Banks.
Yes.
The Big Butter.
Haywood Banks. Yes.
Big Butter Jesus.
He had great. Great bits, yeah.
Sweet cream Jesus.
How funny he was.
What's your favorite local jingle?
Oh man,
wow, local one.
Local jingle. Man, hey Timmy, hold on, Timmy.
With your car, God.
By a Voss,
making sounds you never heard.
It's hidden by the mic.
There you go.
Like a scream.
Jesus.
Got it.
Tell everybody what's on your shirt.
I got a picture of Stanley playing basketball from the office, dribbling poorly with his hand out to the back and his left arm dribbling up front, wearing a great windbreaker.
Stanley, obviously.
Wind suit, if you will. Yeah.
Michael's terrible, and he's like, oh, I usually hit those shots.
Yeah.
Making excuses for every one of them.
There is always that basketball player that's like, oh, man, what's wrong with
I like
man?
When he's shooting the baskets when he's trying to, all right, see you on the flippity flip when he's leaving and he tries to hit the basket. Backward, and it's like an hour goes by, and he finally hits the basket. Did that go in?
Yeah.
Oh, that went in? All right, see you guys. Yeah. That's it. See ya.
Yeah, that's when he like leaves.
Yeah, that's when he leaves. Yeah. Yep.
I had a couple. I watched some of the Office on the flights, which is nice with that having them where you can just watch like a season, like 30-minute things.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good. I watched a bunch of those. I watched the Gay Witch Hunt, my favorite.
Yes,
nice. Yeah, that was like the first one.
Jim said you could buy a Gaydar.
Gaydar online.
Gaydar.
Yeah,
oh, it works.
Yeah,
and we watched when Oscar came back the other night. And they were, Kevin goes, did you have fun on your gaycation? And he goes, Oscar goes, that's a good one, Kevin. He goes, thank you. And he gives him the rug. He's like, I thought about that like 30 seconds after you left. I've been dying to use it.
Yeah, that's good.
The seminar that they go to like the Philly, whatever it is, like supply.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like trying to like tell everybody about the party in his room. And, like, yes. No one's coming to it.
Yes.
Room 309. He's got like
Jerome Bettis. Like, oh, can I tell Jerome Bettis that you're coming to the party?
Can I tell everybody? Uh-huh. No, I don't think you should.
They call him the bus because he's afraid of flying.
Yeah. Fucking show cracks me up.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, Jesus. Did I tell you about what happened on my flight on the way back, man?
Ooh, I hope it's something sexual.
Kind of.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of. Mike knows about it. I don't think you guys have told about it.
There's probably someone.
Did you pull a Mitch?
Probably someone into that.
Yeah.
While you were driving?
While you were flying.
While I was riding. In the
don't look me in the eyes!
Everyone looked.
Wait, look me in the eyes.
And so I had like a 9.5-hour flight. It was a long-ass flight coming back from Manchester. And it was to Orlando. And I was going like the whole time. I was like, fuck, this is going to be the longest fucking flight in the world. Like having to sit there. And so it like starts out good. I get in there and fucking nobody... I got the poor man's first class.
Yeah.
Nobody was next to me in the two seats. I'm like, fuck yes. Like, thank God.
You these laid down?
Was your bracelet on?
It was.
Oh, so
you had super long arms.
That's good. Sir, you're blocking the aisle.
See how much longer this hand is?
Timmy.
Oh, my God. That is uncanny. Wait, open the door for me. Can you change that light bulb real quick?
I was literally listening to that episode, the last one, when that came out earlier, just getting like writing the episode details. And the first thing was like, wait a minute, what is that on your wrist?
You did. You stopped everything. You stopped everything. Like, yeah. Wait a minute.
It's like, what's on your wrist?
Wait, so that one wasn't deleted? I don't remember what we talked deleted. About. Okay.
Yeah, it was just that. There was all kinds. The whole theme of the thing was talking about that and chubby hands, my brother's fat hands. We were talking about that on it.
So the listeners will get that gold.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. There's some gold there.
Get lost. That was on the 99 minutes.
Thank God.
That yeah, in the middle of it. I'm like, I knew I was going to mess up and forget to take this off one time and be vulnerable. Wait,
what did it say? What did it say?
Oh yeah, you had
the other one say in Chinese or
whatever? Oh no, in
be bold,
fearless.
Be fearless.
It's in Morse or
Brand. Oh, that's right.
Morse code.
Morse code. That's right.
Yeah, on it. On the other one. But yeah, it was.
Did you know Sandstorm? The song is all Morse code.
That's really
really.
But that'd been awesome if that was true.
Said live, laugh, love.
He said live, laugh.
That's live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, more piercings.
It says it's the one right there in Chinese. It says bad motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the one right there.
But so I'm going like, oh fuck. So they come out and they like it was like a 10:30 a.m. flight. It got delayed an hour off the start, and I had like an hour and 40 for an international connector and. Ooh. In Orlando, so I'm like already like, God, I'm gonna miss my fucking connector.
He's on the MCH, the MCO, trying to connect back to the DAY.
I just landed.
Yeah.
Hey, shooter.
So I was talking. We were talking about it earlier in the last episode. How you know I got a cup of hot coffee, and like when I was over there,
you never get coffee on flights.
Yeah. Everyone was over there. Was like that's like what they do. They're always like, yeah, we got to get a cup of coffee. So then like just being social with the people that I was like visiting over there, I was drinking more hot coffee. So I drink more cups of hot coffee. Hot coffee. I do too. I know.
As I said, I hate it.
I hate it. But like just the interaction of it,
and
was
here's
like
your coffee. You're fired if you don't.
Yes,
drink.
You're fired if you don't drink it.
And Das drink, Hagen.
Like, little cups. Like all their cups are over there, all little, and then like. Yeah, in a
but they're power packed.
Yeah, Americans
power packed though.
Portion control.
Yeah,
they're like espressos. Everything's
really
espressos.
Strong. Yeah, they're like we just you know it's we don't drink this to be social. We drink it for the energy of it, you know. And they're,
horny.
So they're drinking you know black coffee, you know Dutch style. We're not you know we don't put cream and sugar and shit in it. I'm like, well, this fucking sucks. But like, so I'm like
can
drinking
you take it like a shot.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm like
hold your nose.
Yeah, like so they're. So I drink more cups of coffee on this trip I was gone than I had ever in my life, like hot cups of coffee Ooh. Ever before in my life. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I could kind of drink this, but I really prefer the iced coffee. And the guy, you know, comes up and he's like, you know, they brought us like a breakfast burrito thing on the flight.
Oh, yeah.
And then like an hour after that, they're like, you want some coffee or water? And then I was like, you know what? I think I want coffee. And I'm like, whatever. It'll help keep me awake, you know, this shit. And the guy fucking pours
I got some
the
work
coffee.
To do on the flight.
You want cream or sugar? And he's like, yeah. So then he, for some reason, he put like the cream and sugar packets in his hand.
I've seen them do that. Yeah.
Like in one hand with the cup to hand it to
okay.
me. And when I went like that. It like slipped, dumped the whole cup of coffee right on my cock and balls.
Oh, damn.
There's the sexual. Mean,
and it's hot as shit.
Could damn not it. Have been more fucking perfectly placed. Yeah,
and you have damage still. Third degree burns?
No, it didn't. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that hot.
Okay.
But like, it was hot, but it was like enough to where like my pants got enough of it.
Took his pants off.
Yeah. So hot.
Yeah. So hot.
It wasn't enough to burn. Just enough to get right. more. Yeah,
just enough to make the rest of the flight uncomfortable.
For everyone.
It was
for
hot.
Everyone.
Man, it was so hot.
So then I was like, And then he's like, oh, you know, and again, I was talking about, like, the dude looked like a cross between BJ Novak and Bradley Cooper, but he was British and had, like, a beard. I don't think he was gay, though, which was, like...
Striking.
Yeah, which most of the guys that work on, you know, as flight attendants are flamboyant.
Sure.
But so...
They are.
Mm-hmm. But he was so he
Mitch
like handed me these napkins
flies a lot.
And yeah. he was like
flighty.
So I'm like you know doing the pat and getting the shit off of all of the thing, and then he's like, oh, you know, I'm like I'm so sorry or whatever, and it was like, you know, I'm like I'm good, whatever, it'll dry out, it's fine, and then he's just like, oh, you're supposed to, and then he's like telling me about like dealing with burns. I'm like, dude, it's not burning.
Yeah, we gotta
like,
get those pants
yeah.
off.
Yeah,
of you,
that's
sir.
What he's pretty much implying.
We need to get these pants luckily, off you.
Luckily, somebody in the turf group had told me that travels frequently had told me. Whatever you do in your book bag when that you take on the plane with you, he's like, pack an extra fucking pair of underwear in there in case you get stranded somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I had done that, and I had a fucking extra pair of boxer briefs in my fucking... So I'm like, okay, I got those. And I'm like, but these pants are going to be fucking wet. And it's like, and I was literally thinking, like, can I just, like, wrap this fucking hoodie around, like, or whatever? And I'm just like, no, that ain't going to happen. I'm going to have to wear these things. And he goes, I'll get you a sleep suit. And I'm like, what the fuck is a sleep suit?
What's a sleep suit?
Yeah, and I'm like, what is that? Is it like a Tyvek suit? Like a full thing? Like, what if I look like some fucking idiot? And it was a Virgin Atlantic flight. So they're like trendier, you know, they have like
sleep suits.
Yeah, sleep suits, whatever the fuck these are.
Yeah.
Essentially, it was a pair of pajama pants and a fucking gray t-shirt.
Hell, oh, nice.
That they give to the people because they have like the sleeping fucking shit up front in first class.
Yeah.
So yeah, he had a fucking pair of pajama pants, and I'm like, you know, they were a little bit snug,
a little bit.
They didn't, we don't have them for big boys.
And, it's just like being a date.
Yeah, I know.
It's not my wedding day, sir.
Yeah. So I literally had to walk back to the bathroom. I mean, just straight looked like I pissed my pants. Like it was right.
Was it from the balls, were they khakis
down the side? No, it was they were gray like colored denims.
Oh, okay.
Like
oh, trendy.
Yeah, it's very trendy.
That's why you're on Virgin Atlantic.
That's right. That's why I was on Virgin Atlantic.
Wow.
And luckily,
Richard Branson and the boys.
It was a bathroom that I. It's a bathroom, the biggest bathroom I've ever seen on a plane. And it was on, the 330s that are the four seats in the middle, two seats on the outside rows? Huge,
yeah,
like
sure.
The international planes.
Yeah.
But like one of the side one that was only like 10 rows behind me, luckily, was like huge. I could actually change in it. It wasn't like fucking Tommy Boy.
Yeah. A lot of sex in those.
Son of a. You fall out, your pants are at your ankle.
Yeah, yeah. I'd fight. But yeah, so I had that with the fucking, right, 2 hours into a 9.5 hour flight.
Oh,
so.
Wow. And so, you had backup underwear and sleep suit.
And he gave me the sleep suit.
What did
suit,
the
so
pants look like, the new pants?
They were just black.
Oh, okay.
They were literally.
Do you
just
still have
black.
Them?
You wore those all the way home.
I wore them. So I brought the pants. One, the seat was wet, but luckily no one was next to me, so I could. I moved into the seat by the window.
Was it? It was a leather seat, I imagine, right?
No, it was like cloth.
Oh, so no, ooh, no, just staining. Wiping that.
No,
up.
No. So I. Fucking,
you picked an aisle seat.
I always pick aisle.
Oh, okay.
I don't like to be trapped in the. Against the wall. I don't want to have to make anybody move if I need to go up and get a pit ticket.
I've become an aisle convert.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to be window. And then I'm like,
I'll stretch my foot.
Fine.
Did I tell you? Did I tell you? I told you that last night. I tripped a fucking flight attendant on the way out.
That's why I don't do it.
Like, I'm talking flat fell to the ground, tripped her.
Nice.
And like, because it was, yeah, I like.
You're a champion of the people.
It's a federal offense.
I stretched my foot.
You're actually wanted right now.
And they, you know, it was a night flight. It was like a red eye flight. And
it wasn't the same person that spilled the coffee.
No.
Oh, you shoved them. You shoved him.
Perfect karma.
Yeah, it was
this
karma.
This is what you get,
that's
Carlton.
How I ended up wearing the coffee. But I was like stretching back, and I was stretching my foot out, and I was watching the TV, and I wouldn't even. And of course, they darken the cabin, and that flight, and I just felt like somebody like kicked me right in the bottom of my foot, and just she fucking went down like all the
way
to the ground.
What'd you do?
Yeah,
I was like, oh geez, I was like apologizing to her immediately.
He didn't do anything. He pointed and laughed.
Was this before the coffee?
Oh yeah, this was the flight before. Before, no, this wasn't on the same flight. This was the flight. Oh, yeah.
It's a small community.
Oh, I know.
They talk.
That guy, let me look up where. When's his
pour
return
some
flight?
Coffee and that guy.
Get him.
Follow him on Flighty.
I want his genital scalding.
I want his genital scalding.
Scalding.
So I moved into the window seat. I turned the fucking the fan on at the seat. And sat there and, you know, I watched a couple of episodes of something. I can't remember what I was watching. But that dried it out. So then I moved back into that seat and then put my fucking wet pants that literally looked like I pissed my pants.
Mm-hmm.
in the next
Kyle loves it.
Bag. Yeah. in Blue Air on those, and then like by hour six of the flight, they had dried out.
Yeah.
So then I changed back into those, and you couldn't even really tell that they had had
not really, on them. But not you really. Could still tell.
Yeah, Joel still coffee. Knew.
Mommy, yeah. That fat man pissed his pants. It was like that's so, what I was worried about.
Not only
so
is he rumor, a police, but he's also a wimp.
And then he came back. It was like feeling brave enough for another coffee. Dude, oh. I was like, no, I'm good, thanks. That's don't so, bring me any liquids.
Kyle, do me a favor, will you? Will you go on the interweb and type in coffee on planes, on flights?
Yeah, there's a whole like disaster thing with it. You know what? So that's what I get for getting confident, man.
Three flight attendants say you should never get coffee because coffee or tea is made with the tap water, which comes from the airplane's water tanks, which are also the water for the toilets, which are also the everything else. Now, so it's not so much that they're using toilet flushed water, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the tap water that they use in the tanks, and the tanks aren't cleaned as often. Mm, so there you go. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, flight attendants say don't do it.
Gas-inducing food.
Yeah.
Bloody Marys.
I was eating a bunch of beef. Dude, America has to step up the bread game. Like, it's so, like, our bread is so bad compared to the rest of the world.
It's sawdust, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Like, this like, full, like, loaf carving. Like you go to, like, a hotel continental breakfast in one of those hotels over there, and there's, like, full, like, artisan loaves with, like, a knife to like saw it off.
Yeah.
It's like fucking glory.
It's gore. Yeah. And so many different types. So many different types.
Yeah. And then like,
but you got rye, you got.
Yeah. Pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel.
A lot of nickel.
Wheat. I like the pumpernickel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a, you know, the downtown, the Fairfield Inn right by my place.
Monterey Cheddar.
You're not familiar, never been. I'm thinking about just trying to go over there for breakfast and just eating.
Oh,
and
I bet you totally could.
Okay. All right. I'm doing it. Before we record next, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That's all it took was somebody said.
I'll meet you there.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. We're wear room.
Pajamas.
Yeah. That's what my daughter said when I brought it up to her. She goes, just wear our pajama pants. I go, well, I don't have any. And then Christmas.
I sleep in the buff.
On Christmas, I got pajama pants.
Because I'm straight.
Guys. Yeah, look at me.
Look, classmates.
Look, teacher. Coach.
Underage.
Puppy and coach.
Baseball players.
Ready to play.
I think that would work.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You checked it out. They have like a pretty solid continental.
I walked by on the way to the gym once and looked in the window.
You work out?
I work out.
I work out. Jules just humping the air right now.
Well, that's what they do in the music.
That's right. That's it's right. A good song. LMFAO. You know that doesn't stand for what? I want to record you humping the air. Let's see if I can.
It's too late. The moment has passed.
Too late.
No, he is humping.
Mm. Oh my God! He's handing me a knife. Yes. There it is. Funny. Good job. So yes. I'm going to breakfast. That's what I'm doing. You guys are all welcome to come with me. Room 306. That's the room we're choosing.
I'm in 306. You can charge it. Yeah. That's what you do too. Mm-hmm. Go in and say, oh, you can put it on 306,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be like, oh, sir, it's complimentary. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Play the game.
Just but if you get caught doing that, then you're an extra fucking shitty douchebag, too. Like, if somebody was just like, oh, they caught him in here trying to get breakfast, but he was, like, lying about what room he was in.
Sir, no one's in 306.
Yeah.
This is a calculated lie.
I am.
This
what are you
is
looking
a
at?
Story hotel, sir. Yeah, it's,
We don't have room numbers, sir.
I like that. One of the companies, one of my accounts, the company is called, all employees are called team members.
Oh, I love that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
it really makes you feel a part of the team.
Nobody has a title. You don't know if they're in engineering. You don't know if they're in sales. You don't know if they're in flight sciences. Team member, which is okay.
Then you don't know if you're talking to the president.
I have no idea what's going on when I get emails from people.
Mike has nothing thought about this.
Yes.
You don't know if you're talking to the president. The vice president.
Pet heads are falling off.
The guy who fucking makes coffee.
Yeah.
Dumps tap coffee
water.
On people.
Shitty airplane tank water. Crotches. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, did I cut you off? Or was that the whole story?
I think that was it. That was
the extent of it.
You did it.
How did that connect to anything that we were talking about?
Team members. You said something about team members. You said we don't have hotel numbers, room numbers, and I thought about team members.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I see the connection. Yeah.
Team members.
Solid. Yeah. Hey, true. Timmy, you have the girls all weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Except right now.
Bring them.
That's how dedicated he is.
Bring them to Joel's gig tonight. Joel's doing a gig.
Timmy's face.
Upstairs.
Yeah. No, that will not.
He's going to sing a lot of provocative music.
Yes. Where are you playing?
Do you really want to hurt me?
Great song.
Yeah.
I find the Culture Club to be highly underrated. Yeah. I like them.
Not in I disagree.
Not
I don't enjoy their music. I disagree. It's a very good
game. Celebrate their entire collection.
Yeah, but the no, I'm playing a private party in the upstairs of the Eagles Club.
You know,
you're going to sing Karma Chameleon?
For swingers.
I wish.
It's a party for swingers.
Is it a birthday party?
Yeah.
Gigantic pineapple outside.
It's like a 30th birthday, too, which is what's, yeah.
Don't even celebrate that.
Yeah, people do.
I'm just kidding. You can do it.
Yeah, I know. Ironically. Maybe it's the 40th. I can't remember.
My ex-wife's 30th birthday, my former father-in-law bought her Mad Dog 2020.
Nice.
But he put 30-30 on it. You thought it was really cute. Use duct tape and a marker.
Everyone you're related to does attempts at cute, humorous things. The people I grew up with would never even think of trying to do anything like that.
Yeah. We're thoughtful and kind.
They wouldn't even have a party for my birthday. They'd be like, fuck you.
I did it. I had
it's your birthday? Fuck you.
She and I were both born in 1980, so we had a 1980 party. Everybody dressed up, and I was wearing a...
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. No, yeah. Nope. No, I'm not novel. I just like that we had fun. I had a t-shirt.
Party,
I had a t-shirt of Olivia Newton-John on the face of her. Homemade. Yeah, I got a picture.
Dressed up like her, right?
Yeah, and I had her hair and a headband, and it just said, let's get physical. Yep.
Physical.
I did.
Physical.
I did.
You should have been Ronald Reagan, the best president
ever. Yeah, the best president ever. Timmy, good old Roddy. We miss you, Roddy.
We miss you, Roddy.
Tear down this wall.
Mr. Gorbachev.
Oh, that's what.
That's what this picture is. That's why she's on the back. It said, "Let's get physical."
Oh,
of course. And just had a picture of a vagina.
What age was that?
That's 30.
That was 30.
My
30.
I was 30. That's 13 years ago. Look at that.
What bar is that?
It's heavy. McGillicuddy's.
Oh, I can tell by the fucking wall.
I always heard they had good fries.
They had great pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza.
I just remember there was some bartender that worked there. She was a rotund gal.
Yeah.
She limped around everywhere. Every time I saw her, she was limping.
Bar owner. She was a bar owner.
The bar owner?
Yeah.
Lisa.
I forget. Yeah, that's right. That was
Lisa and Kevin.
Oh, that's right. You used to get, weren't you, when your softball team sponsored by them?
Yeah.
So you'd go out there and drink there all the time.
Yeah. And then the weird redhead, Liz.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I played.
She wasn't weird. She's just weird.
Outside in this like weird makeshift, like right when patios were just starting to happen, then like places like that would put like snow fencing up around their parking lot.
Yeah, just corner off part of the lot.
And they wanted people to play out there, and I played one show there, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not even gonna approach this again
because
it's just like it was just weird. It's a weird area of Kettering too.
Yes. Yeah,
it is a weird.
It's area. The clientele there. Kettering's just weird anyway.
Kettering's like, always it is very just so many different. Yes, pockets. That's the word. Yep.
Yeah, and that area is just that's like
it's an odd one.
Yes, it's odd.
Sure, they closed down that Victoria's Secret call center.
I did not.
So that whole thing just closed this week. It's now done.
Really?
Yeah, they farmed it out. Yeah,
They get our studio.
Yeah, the Endless Studios.
Uh huh.
We need really can use the word
150,000 square feet.
We can really use the room.
Yeah. We do. There's so much room for activities.
Yeah, we can
so
build room like for a activities. Trampoline park or something.
We can be
slam
break
ball.
Our backs.
Play slam ball.
That's God.
Yeah. Pickleball.
Mm.
Yeah, pickleball.
Like
has anyone in this room played pickleball?
Never played.
I have.
You have?
Never played.
I play actual tennis.
Yeah.
I've also played tennis. Also table tennis.
How bad?
Yeah, I love table tennis.
How bad do you think it would be if we started trying to play tennis again in the evenings?
I've been playing tennis every year for like the past 2.5 years.
Have you? Yeah. Who, with who?
A former coworker.
And how often?
Just none by
once a week.
Once a week?
Do you go into?
He probably plays squash too, don't you?
Do you pay for a membership now?
Piggyback on this.
Okay.
I piggyback.
I'm like, this is something that Mike would not spring for.
I pay him.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you. And he just takes you as the guest?
Use up all the guest passes. Yeah,
I'm supposed to technically pay a guest fee that we don't pay.
Okay.
Keep that on the deal.
This thing's not exactly street legal.
300 Spotify listeners are going to tell.
I took the restrictor plate off the Red Dragon.
We'll play some tennis.
Yeah.
Get a little doubles action.
I like tennis, man. I do like tennis.
We used to go, but it sucked because we would go, because we both worked at the stadium. Mm-hmm. And by the time the season chilled out, like to where we could go on like normal.
Dark
it got dark quick. So we had like like 6 weeks to do it, you know, and then it was just like
done. I'll play with you, though.
Yeah.
You want to play again?
I haven't played in forever. I need to go out there.
I was thinking about this pickleball thing, and is it worth trying?
I mean, it's, anything's worth trying once, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, is it
sex?
A lot of people are
men.
Really into it.
But is
Joel's
it
experimenting is with it, hot liquid?
How much?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, is it basically a squash and tennis combined into
see,
one?
What people,
it's like a
what
different like. Ball.
People
it's,
have made it.
It's like if ping pong's too small and tennis
thing.
Is too big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the guys would explain it. One of the, he was like putting the clubs together at the Park District would explain it. It's like playing ping pong, but you're standing on the table.
Huh.
Is how he explained it. Mm-hmm. So, like, which, yeah, makes sense. Like, yeah, it's, it can hit once.
Like a, almost like a wiffle ball.
It's like a softball-sized wiffle ball with holes in it.
Have you ever spiked it in somebody? Onto somebody?
I've only played, like, once.
Oh, okay.
But so, Ethel didn't see it coming.
There's, yeah. There's like an indoor place down, like, Mason, I think.
Dude, yeah.
It used to be court furniture, and now it's that thing.
Yeah.
Now it's
that's why it's obviously gaining in popularity.
Oh, it's huge. It gets more popular every year.
It's got a restaurant inside.
Circuit, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's,
they put dedicated courts in at the Park District that were just for them. Like,
really?
Yeah, there's wow. multiple areas around it.
Yeah, good to know.
And but then yeah, it's but what is like what is squash? I hear people referencing that. What is that game?
And what is racquetball in comparison?
Yeah, I thought that.
Oh yeah,
that's the one you play in the room.
Oh yeah, yeah. Racquetball is fun.
We should get a
squash. Is
I thought they were about
the squash same. Is a different.
Maybe we get a
Tiner ball. Maybe.
Maybe we can get a. Professional squash ranked player.
We should sponsor something.
Yeah, I'm in.
Like a NASCAR car for Daytona.
Yes.
The difference between racquetball and squash.
Is Daytona going on while you're there? No, it won't be. It doesn't happen for another month, right?
Looks like the rackets are different.
The racquetball and squash. Yeah. Squash
the glass
harder?
Around the court and are sometimes tiny doors one of the only.
What about the balls? That's what
common.
It says at the bottom.
The only thing they haven't come, you can quickly learn this by bringing the wrong racket to a game. Okay.
Ooh,
the racket, the squash one is longer, correct? Longer handle on the right?
Thank you.
What about the balls? Racquetballs and squash balls are hollow and rubber, although racquetballs are larger and squash balls by 42% in diameter. So it is a smaller ball with squash. Mm-hmm. So are they playing squash in that bottom picture? That one right there? Because there still involves wall. Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about that sport.
US Open squash tournament.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks intense, man.
It does.
But there's another game called paddle that looks similar to pickleball, but there's
look at this fucking guy.
He's getting into it.
Getting after it. Canada.
He's winning.
Canada.
World Juniors 2018.
Smash his balls.
Go Maple.
Is that him again?
No.
Jonathan Power.
Man.
That's John McEnroe.
That'd be hilarious.
It's like, remember when he talked all that shit about how he could beat Serena Williams now?
Yeah.
He's like, line it up right now, like shit talking, just like, what's his name? The Battle of the Sexes?
Yeah.
Billie Jean King.
Yeah, when it was the same thing. Yeah. He was just like, I'll beat her right now. Like, no, they're like, would you need, he's like, I wouldn't even need to train. I right now. Like, talking about,
right
like,
now.
When, you know, I mean, at the height of her popularity, he was trying to set it up, but like, yeah, it didn't, like, I don't think she wanted to do it.
There's no value to be gained there for her.
Yeah, they're saying, what, somebody was telling me that. They said, like, if she were a man, I have no idea if this is true. This is just what I heard.
If she's a man?
If she was a man, she would have ranked like, she wouldn't even be in the top 30 of professionals. She would be somewhere along the lines of like a top 10 D1 college male.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Is what they said. And I don't know how they
you
would find that.
You were
I don't
the
know.
30th best.
Yeah, in Georgia. Steiner, come on out and get your whooping. Trying to come on out. He's like, another thing. So, yeah, I don't know. That would be that'd be interesting.
Very sexist of you.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Hey, you know?
Very.
So,
I do not share the actual opinion. I don't know. But
yeah. How about golf, though? Golf women are climbing towards the men.
Mm hmm.
But. Still,
yeah.
Well, they did.
Old, she's like younger than I am. Still,
she is.
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah. Still, she didn't catch up to me. Is she?
Yeah,
is
but
she,
there's
like, 38?
Some the Cordas, Nelly Korda and her sister and all and others were all
34.
Look at that, Jesus. 34.
That girl has been around forever. When you
well,
hear
she
like,
was
her
like,
name,
she
14,
started.
She was
like,
14.
She,
yeah.
I wonder what she's worth now. Look up her net worth. Michelle Wee net worth.
$11. Uh-huh.
This will be so wrong, though.
$30 million.
As of last July.
Nah.
No? How would you calculate the net worth?
Well, I don't know.
Looking at her assets.
All assets, like the homes you own? And
yeah, I think it's just assets minus liabilities. Yeah. Net worth.
Huh.
It doesn't even have a value on this.
Estimated 30 million.
Yeah.
Oh. See, okay. I don't know.
60. Like I'm sorry, 16. We has been with Nike since 16. What happened to Tiger getting dropped from Nike?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
He's going to on cloud, right?
Is that what he's doing?
That's what they're saying.
Okay, all right.
He got dropped from Nike?
Well, yeah. They're no longer with...
Did he quit?
They didn't...
He may have quit.
Him, right?
Yeah, they didn't renew or whatever it was.
How can that be?
Yeah, right. Why would you not? I mean, he's still the most famous golfer, and he doesn't play.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and...
Ben Affleck wouldn't let that happen.
That's right.
Michelle Wee West, married to Kanye.
Not true.
No. Nope.
Pretty sure that's a lie.
Not true.
She's married to Adam West, to the original Batman.
Yeah. 40, 50 years old.
He's only... you're old balls.
Yet? He's got to be dead.
Adam West is dead, I think.
I would imagine.
Jerry West.
Oh, it's Johnny West.
Johnny West.
She's married to Johnny West.
Jerry West kid.
Her dad is Jerry West?
He looks very...
Or his dad is Jerry West.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, got it. Okay.
The logo.
The logo. Utah Jazz? Or coached him?
Johnny
West? Coach owner, Jerry.
He just owns the team, right?
Yeah, he owns the...
I think his sister runs it.
No, he's a GM.
He's like, yeah.
GM of the... he did the Grizzlies most recently, I believe.
I thought it was the
Kings.
His daughter runs the Lakers, though, right?
That's Jeannie Buss.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Does he play?
Jerry West?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the logo.
He's the logo.
He's the logo of the NBA.
That's why I said the logo.
Huh. I didn't know any. I don't know very
Clippers.
Much about the NBA.
Clippers since 17.
You're right about the Grizzlies.
Yeah. What happened to once?
I remember him with the Warriors.
Who was the guy who ran the. Who am I thinking of with the Jazz?
Oh,
John Stockton.
Their coach.
Jerry Sloan?
Sloan.
He was the coach when they went to the finals.
Yes, that's who I was thinking of. Does he kind of look like him?
I think the Jerry thing is probably...
Yeah, that's probably...
Yeah, Sandusky, again.
And they're white old men.
Yeah, they all white old men look the same.
They do. Pistol Pete, how did he die?
Heart attack, like on the floor.
Ooh, shit, really?
He looks like him.
Yeah, I see it. Again, though, I think it's more.
Yeah, the Jerry that did it.
They said that Pistol Pete did shit that nobody had ever even thought about.
Why have people been attacking John Stockton? Has he been saying like wild conspiracy theories
I
or
think
something?
He,
I hope so.
I think
as Timmy would call them, facts.
Yeah. Is he on the Trump train?
I think he came out
so
like,
he's getting canceled
and supported Trump and like denied or not denied, but like
flat Earth.
Yeah, refused to get vaccinated, all that.
Oh, okay.
One six.
Yeah. He falling out for that.
Yeah, he fucking... What a piece of shit.
you know how it goes. I mean, that's how.
Yeah, yeah.
They're always out to get the Gonzaga guys.
Yeah,
they are. Gonzaga this week, out of the top 25 for the first time in like 8 years.
Stockton's not there.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in the top 25 that long?
Yep. Really? Yep. They've been a solid, solid team.
Adam Morrison
and the boys.
do we want to go to another Wright State game soon? Should we
absolutely
should we line that up?
Absolutely. I'm always down for
that. Yeah, but they definitely fucked their world up this week.
They're not playing well.
No, they're not.
They are morons.
Do you think they could beat Ooey Pooey?
Oh, yes.
Ooey Pooey Fort Wayne, for sure. The Mastodons.
Well, they've already beat
Mike Double Down.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Wayne.
Yeah,
that's
Mike's
right.
Mike's like the fucking Burt Kreischer of Wright State.
Everyone, you want to hear the UD versus...
the old logo, too.
Yeah.
My favorite logo.
This is why you didn't go to the game today. Archie Miller back. It's almost done. Guess what the score is.
They were up 20 at half. I know that.
Who is this? Wright State?
UD.
UD's beating Rhode Island right now, 80-46.
Yeah.
Yikes. Hmm.
You are okay of not going.
Is Fats Russell still there?
I hope so. I love anybody named Fats.
Yeah, that's a great name.
It is one of the best nicknames. Fatty and Fats.
Fats Domino.
Fatty Climber.
Wright State plays Milwaukee.
Chubby's a good one, too.
They should win.
Tonight? At Milwaukee?
No, home.
At home.
They lost to him at Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. It's Algonquin for the good land.
Who do you think is going to win between Wright State and Milwaukee?
I think Wright State's favorite.
I tell you, just the people watching the game will be the winners, Joel.
That's right.
The people who get to enjoy it. I love the t-shirts that the women will wear I've seen women wear that just say, I just hope both teams have fun. Oh, yeah. That cracks me up.
That one game where Rob Lowe just had an NFL hat on.
Rob Lowe's fucking funny.
Rob Lowe is awesome.
Yeah, he cracks me up. Yeah.
7 p.m. Wright State in Milwaukee. Yes. There you go.
My favorite hat is I have an umpire hat, like an official MLB. It's just black with like the white outline of the logo.
Oh, oh really?
Yeah.
That's huh. Cool.
Remember when they used to say like AL and NL? Yeah,
I don't know different. What to do with like that. I appreciate the rules.
Yeah. Structure. Except the three, the two batter minimum. Three batter minimum.
I just respect the rules. That's great. Yeah. The rules control the fun.
Some guy saw me at like a Walmart or something one time. He's like, I like that hat, man. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Where did you acquire this hat?
I found it online. And I think it's a New Era hat. It's like a legit.
Has this hat changed your life?
Lying. He's never been to Walmart.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh, the Subway scent.
Like yeah, that? That's it.
That one?
That's a cool hat.
I wear that hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought you said it was just the white outline.
That is just the white
outline. I know, but what I meant was that it was only just a square.
Guy can't even read.
Like, there's no baseball player inside.
Oh, well, that would just be a rectangle.
That's what I thought was happening.
Do you know who the logo in the...
Harvey Killebrew.
Thank you.
Jackie Robinson.
One of my favorite twins.
I knew that one.
One of your favorite Killebrews. Uh-huh.
One of your favorite Killebrews?
Better than that fucking Steeler.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pro Bowler.
Miles Killebrew?
Jackass.
Yes.
Is that his name?
I don't know his first name, but...
Is that who it is? Miles Killebrew?
Are you sure? Yeah.
I'm not aware of this story.
There was a Miles Killebrew that played for the Lions.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You know that dude
in the league.
Went on to be master. He masturbated in the...
He's a special teams player.
Did you see the stat that came out yesterday about the Ravens?
Safety.
I did not. Is that him?
The Ravens.
Yeah, he plays for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Lion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they drafted him. And we're like, get out of here. We got a championship to win.
And then he went to a Pro Bowl. No.
That's right.
Why do you hate him?
I don't
just
hate him.
Just because he's a Steeler.
Oh, you hate him.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. Yeah.
Will you hand me a drink out of there? Like,
what kind of drink?
Like a Coke Zero, perhaps? I did relapse bad onto the fucking caffeine on the trip. I relapsed bad onto the caffeine. But
How long did you go without some caffeine?
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I would drink like one of them a day, maybe.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like hard, but now it's like, fucking give me another one.
Yeah.
Here you go. This stat came out yesterday or 2 days ago.
Give it to me.
It says that the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, came out that they eat 7,500 Uncrustables.
Yeah, I saw that.
This season.
Yeah. I saw that too.
And they've gone through 6,200 sticks of beef jerky, 3,600 snack bars, 2,850 energy chew packs, 1,800 bags of sunflower seeds, 460 energy bites, and 3 massage women.
Nothing on Watson.
Nothing on Watson. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? 7,500 Uncrustables.
I mean, I have no idea how to gauge if that's a lot.
I was literally getting ready to say that. Like,
you could have said a week and I would have believed it. Like, I don't know.
You could have quadrupled those numbers, and I would have been like, I don't even know what.
Here's what I'm about to tell you.
Like the
7,500 of anything staff. Is a lot.
Plus staff.
And how long of a time period? The season?
Week 1 to week 18. That's 4.5 months.
So 50, do the math on that.
7,500 divided by 18.
Well, there's 53 on an active roster, but this is probably the practice.
Probably the
squad
whole staff.
Yeah,
staff, coaching staff.
Call it 75. How many? What seven roster? How many?
Well, are we talking coaches and everything?
Yeah. With the staff, say that. Say 100.
Yeah, we'll say 100 people.
Yeah, 100. That sounds
so right. 75 eaten in 18 weeks.
Correct.
That's still pretty impressive.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Okay, do 75 divided by 18.
That's a lot of Uncrustables.
Divided by 100.
75. Got it. I got you.
7,500. 18.
That's 416 a week.
That's not very much. Divided by 100?
Divided by 100 people, it's 4 a week.
And you know those linemen are above the average. No,
that's
true.
All right. That's a lot of beef sticks, though, too.
It is.
Although,
nobody needs.
I've seen this man.
I could probably eat all those beef sticks.
I'm going to tell you, man, the burps of a person with beef sticks are horrid.
Amanda attacks me verbally all the time when I get, because I get it for breakfast.
A little hair of the dog.
You eat a beef stick for breakfast?
Yeah.
I knew something was off about you.
Processed meat.
Well, okay.
He's a Jack Lynx guy, too.
Listen to this fucking son of a bitch.
This communist.
Does everyone here eat beef sticks at some point in their life?
I don't really.
Very random. Very random.
Never been a part of
jerky of any kind?
Where is this guy?
Not regularly. No. Not opposed.
Yeah. So
me and Mike Killebrew.
What brand do you go for when you buy a beef stick?
Like, you know, there's a bunch of them like in Speedway.
Slim Jim. I like the hot, if I can find the hot ones. Usually if I can't find the hot one, I don't
bother. So you, but you always go for the traditional, like,
the wiener-sized hot ones?
Yeah. Macho Man.
Yeah. What do you go Macho for?
Man. The thick one.
Slim Jim.
You're a Slim Jim one, too? Slim
Wait, Jim's are we talking about beef jerky or beef sticks?
Stick.
Slim Jim.
Do you go for the Slim Jim?
Yeah, I think it's a branding thing. I don't know any better.
Right. See, I've when you sample a lot of them, I've had a lot of beef sticks yeah. in my mouth. I go for the Jack's Lynx XL ones.
Because you like Sasquatch.
Oh, they're fucking great. They're the best. This motherfucker gets Matador, but like... Yeah, he's a Matador guy. Wow. And he's
is that a brand? Is that a brand?
He's very loyal. He's very brand loyal.
Where do you acquire Matador links?
They're at every Speedway.
Next time you go to a
What's the color scheme?
Are they normally kept slightly away?
Red
like,
and black?
They're not allowed to segregate.
No, but like, am I not wrong? At least in the Speedway over here, aren't they in a... They're not in the main display of all the beef jerky. Aren't they off like in another... The end of another aisle?
I don't know. I haven't looked like where they are.
For some reason, I thought they were like on the back side, not by like the main cluster of all of them. Yeah, but But I'm not. I would probably take Matador over a regular Slim Jim, though. I think that's like one of the worst brands. Although the old Wisconsins aren't very good either.
But, I haven't even heard of that.
I haven't either. I've never heard of Matador. All.
Yeah, Matador's not bad.
Okay. I know this brand.
You know, pointed to me, and then...
That motherfucker.
And then decided, oh, we like Slim Jim less than what
Frito-Lay.
I didn't think anybody would actually pick Slim Jim.
Frito-Lay owns them.
Naturally.
So here's... I'm going to go all the way back. The last time I willingly ate a beef stick, like, I decided...
Did you get one shoved in there?
No, I mean, like, I said I want to eat this beef stick instead of it was the only thing there, right? Yeah, like, I chose to have it.
The night of the whipped cream bikini.
Yeah, that happened. So I was selling... selling Christmas trees at a Christmas tree place on North Main.
You're so weird.
Well, I was trying to raise enough money to do whatever. I was trying to make enough money to buy a car or something.
Oh, so you were just working
there? I was just working there.
It wasn't like volunteer work or something?
Oh, fuck no.
Like you were, you know, for charity?
No, volunteer shit.
Old Roy Barkley.
Volunteer. I don't know.
Real noon optimist.
My time is valuable.
Yeah, so I said, on the counter of the checkout at this hardware store where I was the guy for a couple of months. They had beef sticks on the counter and they were like 35 cents.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a high school student and so I bought those like crazy. They were only the shorter ones.
Like the cheese stick kind of thing.
Yeah, but they got me through the shift, right? They got me through the shift. I didn't realize how much good protein it was.
Cowtail for dessert.
Cowtail was not on the counter, but if it would, I would have done it.
You want to know what? Speaking of cowtail,
is this sexual?
Those fucking like apple spice ones. Have you had those?
No.
Oh my god, they're so fucking good.
They are good.
Yeah, they're like it's just like the caramel has like a slight like appley taste to them.
I believe they are a green one as opposed to the white.
Are they? I can't even remember what
white color.
Yeah.
Wrapping.
Wait, Joel.
What?
Slim Jims are made. Right up the road from where you grew up. All Slim Jims are made in Troy.
I did know that. They weren't always made there, but for the last like 20 years.
All Slim Jims now are made. It's like Conagra, yeah.
Conagra Foods.
And they've expanded since Macho Man became their guy.
Girl that worked there.
Hooray for you. I like that. Conagra.
A little beef stick of your own.
Hey, let me put a beef stick in your mouth.
It was a very quick thing.
I
bet it was.
Purely physical.
She was quite trashy.
Let's get
but I was hard up, so
with
literally
beef sticks.
And figuratively.
Oh, all right. All right.
But yeah.
Balls. Yeah.
Oh, cheers. Have
balls. Where did that come from?
Timmy hasn't asked.
There's
been balls above his head.
Listeners.
Are you keeping them anonymous?
No. I'm thinking I'm going to put a cowbell next to it hung so when I hit it it'll make the cowbell noise.
Oh yeah, dong! please make it louder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Louder in here than it can possibly be.
I like the amount of hardware he put into these.
Yeah, he put a lot of thought in
there. Yeah.
That shit is not falling down.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not.
Do a pull-up.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Pull up on those balls.
I've been doing a lot of calisthenics on these things.
Want a Thin Mint, Kyle?
No, thank you. I'm not a Thin Mint fan.
I know. You don't like anything minty.
They're very crackery.
Morning, so I'll be all right.
I had to get up in the middle of the night and eat some Airborne because I felt like I had the sniffles coming on.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but no, I'm feeling good. Feeling great. Yeah. Airborne did its trick.
I'm more of an emergency guy.
Yeah. So. Never had emergency.
Those are good.
Is it real or citrusy?
Yeah, I do too.
It's probably placebo, but.
What's the. Oh, shit.
The mind controls it.
The things that. The tabs that. Like deteriorate in your mouth.
Listerine.
Cough drops.
Amoxicillin.
No.
Have you guys heard of that?
Does it help you get better?
Yeah, yeah. It's like
if you feel like
take it at the onset of it, they're like
on the flu.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's osocillicum. It's called osocillicum. It's this little tiny vial where you have these tiny little like sugar circles, like little spheres that you put on your tongue. It worked for me. I got real sick feeling on the way home from work.
There's a brand of these things though that people use like generically, and I can't remember what.
I don't know about that.
Sword on the tip of my brain.
Kyle, go on there if you don't mind. It's.
But I'm wondering if I'm here.
O S C I. That's the second one.
Osilococcinum.
Yeah.
Osilococcinum.
Homeopathic flu relief. So if you just dump this little vial of stuff on your tongue right when you feel like you're getting like the aches and stuff. Oh, man.
It probably does the same thing.
It's great. It's great. I got body aches on the way home from work one day. I was waiting on Anderson to come out of school or something, and I just felt terrible. And I popped that in on my way to here that night. Felt great. I like that question. Is it just sugar? Because it tastes like sugar.
Zicam is what I'm thinking.
Oh, I've never had Zicam.
Zicam Rapid Melts.
Is this similar?
I think so. It's probably the same thing.
Yeah,
you just like put one of those like on your tongue and let it like melt, but it's like the size of a fucking Mentos.
Oh,
Mentos.
Yeah, the fresh maker. Do you like the fresh maker or do you like the flavored one, the fruity flavored ones better?
Probably the fruity ones.
Me too. Yeah. I like the straight up strawberry ones.
Yeah.
Those are the bomb.
Yeah, we should open a convenience store.
I think it'll be.
Oh, yeah.
The what stop? The quick stop.
As long as we got Matador beef sticks.
We'll I know. Right. I know.
Oh, hey, I changed.
We stay open because everybody wants them.
Getting these kind of questions, I changed my profile around on the dating site to be very focused on the podcast with pictures of me with this and just put the podcast info on it. And I get a lot of questions. So what's your podcast about? And I'm like,
just keep telling them.
About Timmy. It's mainly about Timmy.
Then tell him.
It's working. It's working, man. It's working.
Another jerk with a podcast.
That's what he wrote.
Yeah.
It's working. Everybody starts the conversation with, so what's your podcast about? I'm like,
passionate. Like stuff.
That's what it says.
Sit around and say, bring me a beer. I'll beat your ass.
Yeah,
he's got a creative outlet. I like that.
Yeah. When what was the lady's name
in
Clemson area that you get your haircut?
God, I can't remember what her name was.
Oh, the haircut.
Yeah, the Mary Kate or something.
Did you ever hear that one? No, you were.
She hated football season.
Yeah, I don't really like football.
I was going down to visit Dustin, and I'd gone to like ballparks down the East Coast, and then I was staying. I stayed in like this shitty hotel right by Clemson in South Carolina. And I was getting ready to go to Dustin's and I was like, you know what? I need to get my hair cut. And I had time to kill because Dustin wasn't going to be done till work. So I was like, all right, I'll go get my hair cut and went to like a Great Clips down there somewhere. And of course the woman's like making small talk. Where are you from? And like, this and that. And it was like end of August. And I'm like, so is everybody getting fired up around here for
Dabo and the boys? Yes.
And she kind of looked at me like, and I said, oh, you know, like the football season coming. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody gets excited about it. I don't really get excited about it. I don't really like it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, it's not for everybody. And then she was just like, my husband used to drink while he watched football and then beat me or like something like that. I was like, oh Jesus Christ. Wow. Like, yeah, so he's better now, though. she's still with him.
They had a rough year, yeah. So maybe old Betty.
He's back to beating the shit out of her. And she gave me an awful haircut. That was the one that my sister kept making fun of me. It looked like I was trying to do the faux hawk thing. She left too much on top.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot she butched it.
Yeah. So, you know,
Way to go. Way to go.
I sympathize.
I sympathize with
Mitch's
her.
Mitch's got connections.
Oh, yeah.
To where? I do haircut connections.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look how bald I am. I do.
Oh, bald, you are bald. How do you...
Wasn't there some episode...
Oh, bald, you are bald.
Was there some episode of it where, like, people were talking to someone, they assumed that he, like, when did you start losing your hair? And he's like, I didn't lose my hair. I just shaved my head. And they're like, oh. And then he was like, I'll prove it to you. And then he went to try to grow it back. And he had gone bald since he'd been shaving it. And he was, like, fucking, like, traumatized by the fact he was bald now. But he'd been bald for, like, 10 years.
That was a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, that's great.
Elaine's, like, dating somebody.
Classic U-shaped pattern.
Yeah.
Elaine's
classic dating, horseshoe pattern.
Dating somebody that shaves his head.
Okay.
And she's like, oh. And sees, like, his license from back when he had hair. And she, like, tries to convince him to grow it back out. And he does. But it doesn't grow back like it was in the picture because it was years ago.
Yes.
And George is like, yeah, you're one of us.
Yeah.
Classic U-shaped pattern. Like Mike said. We know you're bald.
Did you do anything after the bar last night, Mike? Just went home.
Went home and slept.
Went home and slept.
Did you do anything?
We went to Submarine House and ate like pigs.
Yum. Nice. Yeah. Thanks for the invite, by the way.
Yeah, well, Amanda decided after we got in the car that she wanted to go over there.
Let's go have
fun. Is he gone? I can't stand him. She was like, we got into the car, and she was like...
Yeah, I was a little hungry myself.
If we go to... It would have been nice to get the invite. She was if you want to go to Sub House, I'll pay. So I was like,
Whoa, wait now.
Oh my God.
We are married.
Mike, she's paying.
Yeah.
Come back, Mike.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got the pizza sub and some teasers. Yeah. The only thing worth a shit at that place is the
teasers. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the sandwiches are good.
And the relish.
The pepper relish?
Pepper relish is good.
They're just, I don't know. People, it's another one of the things that, like, local around here are always like, oh, I'm grabbing some Marine House. And it's like, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I'll eat it whenever I'm there.
It's non-chain.
It's non-chain, but it's just like, it's just okay. Like, even their pizza's okay. Their teasers are really good. They're like I don't even know what the fuck's in. They're like pepper.
They're not pepperoncinis. Yeah. They're
this is a pepperoni.
Yeah,
nobody
pepper
knows.
Bites or some kind of shit. But those are awesome. And sour cream and then and ranch.
I've been craving some wonton nachos.
Oh,
the famous.
Where do you get those?
At the famous the down famous. Yonder here.
Oh, the famous. Okay.
Buffalo chicken wonton nachos.
You have to go to an Ohio State game before you go there.
Yeah.
That's right. So we went there before. I always forget that kind of we all went there together once because I was talking them up. But they call them Buffalo Chicken Crisps. And it's like boneless buffalo, you know, wings that they like dice up and put them on this.
Yeah, it's like shredded chicken.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
And,
so
like, and they, you know, they toss it in like mild or whatever, but then it's like lettuce, tomato, and like ranch. ranch all over it. So it's like buffalo chicken ranch, but they're all on wonton nachos.
Oh,
they're so good.
Wonton chows.
Pretty good.
But you got to eat them there.
Yep, you have to eat them there.
Don't take them home. I was going to order them on the way home to feed my child.
I wouldn't do that.
No,
they don't travel well.
Okay,
they don't. They really don't. They're like it's like right then when they come out. They're good.
Yeah. Okay.
And then covered in like
neither do the Cowboys.
You they didn't travel well this year. About it when you go home.
You could.
You should have had what I had. It was fucking great.
Do you have any like monumental, like mean stories of like dad stuff that you've done like that to your kids? Where like,
tell us about how bad you are
in front of them. That like, sorry,
not really. They're not old enough. I'm sure it's coming. But I mean, my oldest is 12 today.
Oh, yeah, today's her birthday.
Well,
At Wintergreen practice.
1 year away from having a teenager.
I know.
She's Wintergreening today?
A teenager.
Wild.
Yeah. Tell us more about being a bad dad.
She's at her fucking practice. Yeah. We're going to go do pottery.
Dad's getting drunk. He's like, here, I gotta go pour my daughter up.
Does she know you're leaving?
Just to handle the kids later.
But you're doing pottery later?
There's this pottery place in Lebanon where, you know, you get the pre-made pottery shit. And you
just paint it and shit?
Yeah, that's fun.
They glaze it, so she wanted to do that.
I went to the Barrel Bar in Lebanon last week.
Okay.
The what?
I went to, I'm still hanging out with that girl from Terrace Ridge, as I said. Yeah.
Across from the old fairgrounds?
I don't know that. Yeah. If that's true.
It used to be like Powerhouse Pizza or something.
I went to the Barrel for the first half of the Browns game.
I've heard it's like I always wanted to go there and try it, but it's like really hard to get a seat. It's always busy.
Oh, man. We were okay, but by the time we left, it was packed.
Okay.
Yeah, we got there. I met a friend of mine, the one that owns the Lego-based company.
Okay.
We went and played indoor golf. Which would be great, by the way. There's one right around, like, near here, right around the corner at, where all the Cub Foods.
Simulator?
The simulator is called SGN. SGN has all these locations. I don't know that for a fact. But when you go in.
On 741?
Yeah. Wilmington. So you go in Wilmington, in the entrance, right by.
KFC and Shell.
No, that's further down. The first one where you're going to like Chipotle on the left. The very first Fazoli's is right there.
Okay. Yeah.
You go straight and you dead end. It was like right there. Yeah. It's straight ahead and it's a golf simulator and we would have a blast there.
That's at Wilmington and Clio.
Correct. Yeah. But it's before.
He said no.
Like, no, you said 741. Yeah,
you said 741.
First, yeah.
Well, I didn't hear that one.
I didn't hear the Clio.
So the point of the story is not you being right or wrong. It's SGN.
Fuck you, Matador fan.
So SGN's indoor. I met them, the one in Lebanon, and then we went to the Barrel, and I had never been to the Barrel, and they had pretty good wings and Saratoga chips. Saratoga chips.
What course did you play at the golf simulator?
We played some German course.
Pebble Beach.
But the other night the one in Lebanon, we played something that we just randomly picked. But then the other night I met some guys there on my way to something else, and they were playing Bar Harbor. Does that sound right? Something like that.
Hilton Head?
Yeah. Yeah. They were windy. Bar Harbor, I think it is. They were playing that. I could only hang out for an hour.
It was in like Maine. Bar Harbor.
There is a Bar Harbor in Maine. There's a course there too.
Yeah. So it was, I think it's what you were talking about, Kyle.
In Hilton Head.
It was the Hilton Head one. So I went and just met them, but it's right up the road. It just opened up like 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the year. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect.
We're dead serious. Like this spring, we're going to start playing golf out there because I'm going to get into it and we're going to start playing.
I got my clubs in my trunk right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do you have a golf? You got a golf clubs, don't you?
Yeah. I need new ones, though. They're pretty shabby.
Yeah.
My pitching wedge is going to fly off in a second.
Oh, I would love to see that happen.
It's coming.
Do you have golf clubs, Timmy?
I actually do, yeah.
He plays in scrambles, remember? He loves playing scrambles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he plays in the scramble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't, they don't a lot have of, much use.
Yeah, well, let's do it. Let's go play a scramble at the simulator. That way you'll play.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You know, I would really, as much as we've talked about this too, I would really like to go to Topgolf.
I got him a golf bag.
Cool. He did. He gave me a golf bag.
Well, we can go to like On Par and Off Par or whatever they all are too.
Off Par is the simulator.
I went to Topgolf last weekend.
Yeah, wow. I'd love to go.
Did you really?
I have never been there yet.
Yeah, celebrate a bachelor party?
A friend's birthday.
I think you can. Can you bring your own clubs?
You can, but that's...
No one does.
That's from
I did once, and everybody was like,
I was going to like a bachelor party there one time, and I got there, and I was like, oh, look at this moron that brought his own clubs, and one of the guys that was there like had his bag.
And
on,
it was
like,
Mitch.
He had a bag behind him.
Pushing it. I brought two drivers with me on my 40th. We went there on my 40th as well, and the dude night, and I had a shirt that said par 40 on my shirt.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is. It's adorable. Mm-hmm. Totes Dorbs. Mm-hmm. And
sounds like you were on par.
I hit him well that night. My brother worked at the museum forever and got these King Cobras donated to the. They were doing a whole exhibit of stuff that had been designed for. Space shuttles and things that would not fall apart in space, right?
Nice.
And so the threading that they use to change the club face from like a 9.5 to a 9 degree to an 8 degree, stuff like that, the threading to make sure that it locks and doesn't lose its spin or like it doesn't come unthreaded was invented for space shuttles. And so then they were like, well, where else can we use it? And then they put it, King Cobra used it in their golf clubs. So my brother, when the exhibit was done, gave me two golf clubs for my 40th birthday, and I'm still using the two golf clubs from space. Huh. That's what I'm using. Those are my drivers.
Didn't your brother have something, like, I saw something on his page about him, like, facilitating, like, a live interview with an astronaut in space?
Larry Connor from Connor Group. He did that while he was in space.
Yeah,
just last year. Yeah, huh. Just last year, yeah, before my brother left.
Before he quit in a fiery rage.
He did. Oh, wow. He stabbed a couple of people.
Ah, on his way out.
Yeah.
They still haven't caught him.
It's not Jason. It's not him. Yeah, it's not, Don't chase him down. It wasn't him. No, Jason likes his new job, but he's got that show coming up. And he asked me.
More important than his job.
He got me to go to improv the other night for the first time. And we did a skit where somebody comes up to me. Remember that guy you said was a huge nerd?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Everyone on that stage is a huge nerd, Mitch. But this guy was, like, when I saw him, he was not good.
He is vastly better now.
Okay, I remember you saying that.
And I don't want to say, like, he's still his own personality.
And everything he did was horrible. It was like, yeah. Who is this guy?
So he's gotten better, but he comes out on stage, and I just decide, I'm like, I'm going out with him. I'm walking out there with him. And he's like, that wedding ceremony did not go like I thought. And I was supposed to be his, you know, spouse of some sort. I didn't know if he was a man or a woman, or if I was a man or a woman. And I didn't know, and I hadn't
or
been.
Both guys.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody exactly.
Saturday night at Joel's.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I went to a lot of places in the 60s. A man could have slipped in there at some point.
Yes.
Mostly outdoors.
Use all the holes.
That's what the tagline is on the fortune cookie. Use all the holes. What if you got erotic fortune cookies? That's a whole product line we could come up with.
Surely those exist. Google. Erotic fortune cookies.
Think you could develop in time for Valentine's Day?
Not quite.
Oh, this is going on the t-shirt. Erotic
fortune. Fun fortune, not safe for work. Fortune cookies. Yep. All right.
Give me an example.
Fortunes against humanity. That's pretty good.
What's an example of what one says?
Oh, you can just get
happiness is just around the corner if sex with a hobo makes you happy.
See, I told you they existed already. Damn, I'm stupid.
$74?
You will meet someone influential in your career and blow ass.
I like these.
Oh.
Oh, God.
What is this? In your future, doggy style will only refer to your hair. Well,
that's good.
Demeaning and sexual.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I was just acting.
Your hair looks like dogs.
I just normally go, God.
Like you only have ass.
Yeah.
Ass hair. No. Yeah. What are the red ones? Fortune cookies
Valentine
that are red.
Valentine fortune cookies.
That's provocative.
They're probably stupid.
That's provocative.
Yeah. It is. It gets the people going.
No one on earth is as beautiful as you. Yes, stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah,
stupid.
Get rid of those.
Like
those
yeah.
And I got news for you. Tell that means you're gay.
So Jason calls me and he's like, hey, I want to go to improv Wednesday nights. Anybody can sign up and go on stage. But Charles acts like, you know, we're a couple, and I acted like I didn't know him and I didn't know where I was. Mm-hmm. And so the whole bit ends up like, I'm a woman, but I'm doing this whole thing, and like everybody keeps tapping in to do whatever they could do. And it went really well, and I was very happy with the way it went for the first time in 9 months since I've been
there.
Did you have
to like pay to do this? Or
no.
So they just
Wednesday night, the first hour is anybody that's graduated from the three levels can show
up. You can get on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so cool. If you want to refine your skills or just have a fun night.
A goofy, fun night.
You should come. If I perform, Jason wants to do it a couple more times, but then the Wiley's one is February 4th. For all those listening, he really wants, he's going to be good.
Is it a solo one?
No, it's him and six other people that have been working on this since we finished the other classes. So they're really, really in sync. Everything's going well. They show up every Tuesday night and take these classes.
Is it somehow tied to the Black Box?
No. So it's a whole different set, but all people that have graduated Black Box. But this one is a mix of stand-up comedians and a mix of people that have graduated improv.
Is this a Wiley's thing that they practice it there?
They do, yeah. They practice at Wiley's every Tuesday.
What time is it?
It's at like 6 p.m., something like this, 6 or 7, on Sunday, February 4th. So,
and there's no football going on that day, right?
Yeah. No football.
The week between.
And not even Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl will be earlier in the day.
And who the fuck wants to watch that?
It's not even a game. It's a flag football.
Yeah, I never watched it.
do I have that in my calendar? I think I do.
Can't they just get rid of the Pro Bowl altogether? Would anybody care?
I like this fortune cookie in the middle there. There are now 23 nicknames going around for you. None of them are flattering.
Ouch.
That's good. Catch on fire with enthusiasm, and people will come from miles to watch you burn.
God.
That's true.
That's true. You leaving?
Oh, Timmy's got to bounce.
It's time to go.
Jesus, yeah.
We almost made it, Timothy.
Yeah.
Hey, Timmy, what's on your shirt? You never told us.
Woody the Woodpecker.
It's Mr. Horsepower.
Mr. Horsepower.
I think it was the logo for Thrush, a company called Thrush something or other.
Like racing stuff?
Just stop buttoning right there.
You look... It was like a fucking
personal joke between me and my brother, because my dad redid a restored a car.
A Chicano gang member. I need to left that unbuttoned.
Look at that Roomba.
Have fun. Tell the daughter happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Peace.
Peace out, Timmy.
Timmy needs
Mr. Horsepower.
A resort shirt. That's what it is. You don't even call Hawaiian shirts their resort shirts now.
Well, it's Hawaiian offensive. It's offensive to Hawaiian. Oh, you think I wear that shirt all the time because I'm from Hawaii?
That's a good call. That's a good call.
How dare you?
Why is people also search for Nigel Tufnel?
See, I thought it was Woody Woodpecker.
Me too.
Just with a cigar.
All right. Before the last 10 minutes of the episode, what was the go-to? I know you guys did best cartoons, but what were your go-to cartoons when you were younger?
Oh,
did we do a best cartoons?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Best didn't pick Scooby Doo. I remember.
Oh, I do.
You guys fought him.
I think. I don't know.
It's all going out of my brain.
And then it's hard because I can never remember if I was actually on the episode or if I just remember the text exchanges.
Yeah, I'm sure. We're listening.
Yeah.
But I forget what else was on there. The Flintstones, probably. That was probably Mark's
Jetsons.
Pick. The Jetsons. I probably did like Rocket Power or something.
I swear this sounds like
G.I. Joe.
I feel like
Transformers probably was picked.
I don't know. We may not have done it.
I'm telling you, man. I don't think we ever did that episode.
No, you did, but do you remember the episode? The cartoon with Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, and Bo Jackson.
Yeah, the All Stars.
The All Stars. Yeah, that's what it was. That. Yeah, that was terrible.
It sounds amazing.
I mean, it was good. No, they were like crime fighters, but it was short lived. And
like Gretzky, like threw a puck to defend.
Yeah,
To defeat the bad guys. All
yeah,
the time.
It was
awesome.
It was good, but when I say terrible, I mean the cartoons and all that's different, like the plot lines, but nothing better than the Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo was
a classic, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back and see which one of these
the Rugrats.
Yeah,
TV Mom.
Do you guys ever watch anime?
No,
it's too weird.
I've never watched a single thing anime.
The voices don't match the mouths.
It's like Godzilla movies.
With me, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see the new Godzilla movie?
No.
I heard that it was great.
Is that the one against versus Kong? Godzilla versus Kong? The new one you're talking about?
I don't think so. It was like Godzilla A Million Men or something like that. But it had Miri Bobby Brown in it. Did you get it?
Seen TV Miri. Dads.
Miri. Zach and Miri?
Billy?
There it is.
Godzilla, the newest one. Godzilla Minus 1.
July 4th of 2021. Favorite cartoons.
Told you.
What the hell got picked? Okay, Doug got picked.
No, so that was me.
Patty Mayonnaise. Yeah, Mike's like, I was here.
I love Doug.
The Ninja Turtles.
Doug was good. That was a Timmy pick, I bet.
Scooby-Doo.
Godzilla.
Ninja Trained to Super Soldier.
That, I don't think that.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. What is this? Godzilla X?
Masters of the Universe.
Minus one. Godzilla,
no, go down a little bit. People also search for the 2024 one.
Oh. Kong. Godzilla and Kong join up.
Ooh.
GK.
Is it King Kong versus Godzilla?
It says they clash in an epic battle as humans unravel.
Is it just a sequel?
2024.
Yeah. The new
that was fucking garbage.
Was it? I never went.
I watched like the end, like the it was on. It was on one of the things, and I was just like, "God, this is fucking terrible."
Scarzard. Ooh, Millie Bobby Brown.
Miri
from
Stranger Things?
Hey, they just started recording season 5 of Stranger Things this week.
The final one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
The last
no
one.
One's going to watch it.
What do you guys think of Rebecca Hall?
People have forgotten about it. She was great.
I'll watch it.
She was great in The Town.
She was great in The Town. That's right.
Yeah, she was. She's good. She's a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in some good stuff.
The Gift. She was good in The Gift, too. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's nice to see Bateman play an asshole.
Yeah. He's so funny at it.
I know. You think you could ever play a believable asshole in a movie, Mike?
Oh, totally.
Oh, totally.
I'm a fantastic actor.
I'm a fantastic actor.
What a great response.
Just say, give me your lunch money right now. Give me your lunch money, punk.
Could you please give me your lunch money?
Yeah, please. He was brilliant. He flipped it on its side. He used psychological advantage to make it seem like he wasn't a jerk, but he was. He played it so well. Oh, Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler's awesome.
Love that guy. Anything else exciting been going on, Kyle? What's been? I feel like I haven't seen you
How's
in a while.
How's the new homestead?
Mm-hmm. New home's going good. Going good. So far, so good.
How many TVs you got up?
Whoa, gosh. A lot. We got 4 downstairs. One in the bedroom.
Is it cool now because you don't have to like move them around now? They're just down there all the time, right?
Yeah.
So you can just fucking walk in there and turn them all on and watch them?
Yep. And they left a couple mounts.
Oh.
So
we put the big one in the living room up on one of those.
Yeah.
75 inches.
Holy shit. It's Did fun. You just buy the 75er?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Costco and got it.
That's nice.
They got a lot of big TVs there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So far, so good.
Dartboard
up. Man cave's looking good.
I didn't get to tell Timmy.
We got that USA map. I think I posted a picture of that online.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I saw that.
The logos.
You put the logos in of all the places you went to.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was nice.
Yeah, the sports one.
Turned out well.
Nice touch.
You could fucking fill up a globe now.
I know. A globe. Yeah. That was, dude, that fucking...
I got to see the entire Premier League.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, is that your next bucket list?
No,
I'm dedicated.
I'm glad I went to one.
Yeah.
Because it is...
You didn't have great seats.
No. Do you know how hard it is to get tickets to this?
Yeah.
Like, it's illegal. It's illegal to resell...
To go to a game? Oh,
it's
really?
It's illegal to resell Premier League tickets. Oh, wow. I didn't realize it till I was over there.
I didn't know that either.
It's not like scalpers outside don't exist. There's no... I had to find, like, I found some, like, offshoot of, like, StubHub International.
Illegal.
On
the dark web.
And bought them in like, I literally, and found them, and they, when I got the ticket, it literally just looked like a screenshot of a fucking ticket from a phone. It was always going like, but they guaranteed the whole, they guaranteed it. So,
mm-hmm. Oh.
75
so
even, euro.
Yeah. So if I didn't get, no, 95 euro, it was like $140 that and it was the last row of the stadium.
I was gonna say you were up there.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah, a couple of people we were talking to, just interacting in there.
Why are you over here, Yankee?
Yeah. Actually, one of the guys next to me was from Asia. And then the ones on there was like some Italian people next to me. And then the people where I was sitting, you could tell like the guy had like 4 tickets and he sold them all. And because they were all people who bought them who weren't. But
interesting.
So we were all the way around that stadium, the roofs are so tight on the crowd that like. You can't really see the whole stadium. It's down to the field, but you get everyone around it. But it was wild because it was... So the whole time I was like... But I also read some shit online where it was like somebody, people like that who are trying to jip people on the internet will send multiple ones of an actual ticket out and sell multiple ones.
Ooh.
And whoever's the first one there is actually gets in.
I think that's what happened to me one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it
worked out really well for me.
Yeah.
You were the first.
No,
I don't want to interrupt your story.
Oh, no. Were you the first one in, or?
No, I wasn't. So I went to a Kentucky basketball game, bought StubHub tickets that day, went down there. They were like, okay, seats, but upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Tickets wouldn't scan.
Okay.
So they're like, you're going to have to go to the box office.
Yeah.
I had to go all the way outside, all the way around Rupp to the back to the box office.
Uh-huh.
They're like, here's what's going on. They're like looking and looking. We're like, we don't know.
Uh-huh.
And like I was standing there's a line behind me.
Oh, that's
it's
terrible.
Like 5 minutes to tip. I'm like, I don't know what to do here. Like I bought these tickets, they're not working. Like and they're
isn't
like
StubHub a major sponsor of theirs too?
Maybe.
I think
so. They're like, oh, we're not sure what's going on, but like we're just gonna give you these other tickets. They were like downstairs behind the rim, like halfway up, way better.
Yeah.
Nice. So on the way back home, I call StubHub and tell them what happened. They're like, yeah, we're really sorry. It might have been double listed or something, but we're gonna refund you.
Yeah, so you got to get a game for free.
Better seats and my money back.
Yeah. Oh wow!
I,
out, yeah.
I've heard great. That does happen a lot, though. I mean, I think I've heard some people, like the Ohio State Michigan game, like the ticket wouldn't scan, like Mike was saying, and they just let him in somehow.
Yeah.
Or give him another ticket, like Mike said.
Yeah.
But
like over there, like it's completely frowned upon. Like to resell anything, like you, even to get tickets to Manchester United, you have to like join like their ticket club shit before they'll even let you in. And it's all like bid system. If you don't have
ticket season club tickets, FC,
that's right. And so I got there early and was walking around outside. And it was fucking chaos. Like just people everywhere outside selling all that. Went into the gift shop and shit.
Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, exactly. So the doors open like 2 hours before the game. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look right when the fucking doors open. I'm going in. Like they opened them and I went and I like went through the security part and I've got, you know, fucking 50 people behind me and I'm going like, please God.
Yeah.
So beep go. And I was like, oh, it worked. So I like went through and then walked up, but I got up to the seats and I was literally the last row in the middle of the last row back up against like the metal roof, like covering of it.
Oh jeez.
Everyone there watches every fucking second of the game. Like there is crazy. Nobody's getting up to go get a beer. You can't drink beer in the stands.
Oh wow.
You have to drink it on the concourse. You're not allowed to carry alcohol into the stands.
That's all like
I think it's Premier League. I think it's stuff? Yeah, anti-hooliganism rules.
No, that's some
first-rate hooliganism. But
Jesus, that's true.
I mean, just everyone like reacting to everything that was going on. Like,
I wish it was like that here.
Yeah, it was nuts. Like, the halftime hits and everyone goes out and then they just stand in the concourse,
chugging beers
in between.
That's the only place they can do it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were really it was really fucking affordable. Like a foot long hot dog was like $5. In our 5 euros. It's great.
Not
way
green.
Better than the Dragons.
Say,
way better than the Dragons.
Yeah, always. But no, and then just the... I ended up walking because Old Trafford is the name of the stadium. And it is outside of town. Outside of the downtown, like across the river. Well, it's so chaotic. It's 80,000 people. But there isn't like convenient parking or anything. So all of the transit is just bogged down. So I just started walking back towards downtown and there were other people that were coming from the game that were walking and we just kept walking and kept walking. And then like, I ended up walking all the way back to Manchester.
Oh, wow.
From the stadium.
From Old Trafford.
Yeah. And then got out there and then got into it. And
I was hoping I remembered it. Yeah.
From Old Trafford. Right. And walked to the train station and took the train back in. But yeah, it was the whole experience. I wouldn't go out of my way to go do it again just because it was so, you know, it was such a pain in the ass for the ticket orientate, you know, that deal.
And soccer.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Do they both play there?
No,
Manchester City and Man United?
No, they are.
How far away are
they? Pull up the do Manchester and pull up Google Maps.
Oh boy,
it's there. One's kind of this on the southwest part of the time. Just put Manchester, England.
Oh boy!
Now hit the map right there on the right. There you go. Okay, now bring up the Google Earth, the bottom left, the actual satellite
layers
to the right, two to the right.
Right here.
Left, right, left, up, go. Down. Side,
now,
side.
Now, hut, hut. Zoom in. You see the Old Trafford green? Zoom in on that.
Oh, that's going to be hard to zoom in. Zoom in?
Yeah, zoom. There you go. Keep going.
Okay. There's okay. Ethad Stadium there is the see, other one, yeah.
Eddie Head or Eddie Hod. There you go. That's how far away they are from one another.
I see.
Old Trafford's a little bit off the screen here.
Yeah, it's like right here, I think.
Wait, all right. Plays where?
Manchester United plays at Old Trafford. That's where Man City plays.
And Man City's
Man City's much more modern. The Eddie stadium had. Is,
but they're Champions League.
No, they're Premier League.
So you're wearing a Manchester City
Manchester
sweatshirt.
United is.
They're the same league.
Oh, they're both Premier League.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, the way all of that shit works is like if you lose out, they'll kick you out of the city.
Yeah, relegate.
Yeah, they'll relegate you. Yeah, I was on that field like.
So you bought a okay. So you didn't go to a game for Man United.
No. I went there.
You went to Man United. You did not go to Manchester City game
for a game. No, okay. But I went to the stadium.
You're at both
for
stadiums.
Work, yeah. And then went to the gift shop.
Then why are you wearing the attire?
Have you seen the bottom right corner where the Donkey Sanctuary in Manchester is?
I see it though.
Yeah, that's right by the golf club.
But yeah, that what you were just clicking on right there is their training facility.
I figured, yeah.
Kyle, like which is like this huge, elaborate
set up. So like Old Trafford is like the it's like 100 some years old, like the stadium.
Oh,
these
wow.
stadiums that I was visiting, it was unbelievable like how old they are compared to our sports.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they're all that old. So if you keep going a little bit more to the left, Kyle. A little bit more. There you go. You see Old Trafford there if you zoom in on that. Yeah, that's the Man United one.
Gotcha. And, there's no practice facility around that.
It's not and they're far
like the,
from it.
They're like double the value of the franchise.
Yeah, but I mean they are like sworn fucking enemies, like the fans, like
that's crazy.
It's even apparently got like a religious tie to it, like apparently.
Oh, wait, right where you are, just go back a little bit, right? See the Brewski Bar right by Charlton Cum?
Carlton Club?
Nope, it says Charlton Cum.
Oh, I see. Brewski Bar.
Right above it.
Yeah, I laughed at that actually when I was
writing it.
Cum Hardy.
I always do.
C-U-M.
Yeah, I walked all the way from that stadium all the way back to downtown Manchester.
Holy shit.
All the way through there. It was That's, like...
No, you look slimmer.
Yeah, I know. I was maintaining the weight loss.
Old Trafford...
14,000
steps. Did you go to the cricket grounds?
No. Because
That's a place you could sell some grow lights.
Well, I don't know.
How crickets, man.
Do you guys have any cricket
people? They do. I think definitely in Australia.
You know I will.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
There's all kinds of playing fields I see in one picture here.
Lots of them. They got lots of teams over there.
In an Aldi.
They do. I did. I bought beer at an Aldi.
Hey.
In Leicester.
Come hardy.
We went to an Indian restaurant to meet the head guy from Leicester City, and it was a place that didn't have a liquor license, but you could bring your own beer in it. There was an Aldi across the street. We went over there and bought a 12-pack and 2 6-packs of different random stuff, and then went over there and drank them while we're eating.
Nice. BYOB. I like it.
The food was fucking amazing. It was so
Indian
good.
Food?
Yes.
You're an Indian food guy. I didn't know you were an Indian food guy.
I didn't either. I was just like, I'm going here because I go there.
There's some
so
good shit there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to do it again.
Next time you're there, Donkey Sanctuary.
It's true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think our 99 minutes is up. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for listening regularly. Check out Patreon if you're not on it. Patreon.com/podcast. Links on there to all of our social media. Make sure you're liking and sharing that. But yeah, patreon.com/theitlistpodcast if you want some bonus episodes that the average listener can't get. Only Patreon can. Early access to all the episodes. Access to the entire back catalog of Patreon episodes. There's like 120 episodes just sitting there waiting for you now, too. The second you sign up, you can access them all. We forgot to do the Wheel of Booze spin. We'll do that later. Next week, we'll get back to it. It's fine. Everything will be good. Don't worry.
All good.
We're all good.
All good.
For Timmy Ruxpin, who had to leave to go pick up his kid. Yeah. Beer League Kyle.
Responsibility.
Mikey No Name, Mohit Mitch. I'm Fat Ed Joel. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace. Come hardy.
We sure do hope that you enjoyed the ride. We hope we gave you tickles deep inside. Won't you try to keep that smile on your face until next week, same time, same place. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell.